Chizkuni Parshas Vayishlach. So the Parsha begins with Yaakov sending Malachim to Esav. And he says that you should say, Yaakov says to the Malachim, they should say to Esav, Im Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan. What was the point of saying that? So the Chizkuni has a couple of pshatim. One of them is to say that if you're going to wonder how I got so rich, it's because I lived with our uncle, meaning these brachas that you're all upset about, and you see I got rich. Don't be upset. I didn't get them because of, I did so great. It's because I lived with our uncle, so he hooked me up. Had I been living with anybody else, I would have had nothing. It's just our uncle hooked me up. And furthermore, I lived with Lavan. I wasn't running away from you, of course. I was living with Lavan because that's where our father and mother told me to go. So that was the point of him telling him he wasn't running away. He was just with the uncle, and the uncle's how he got all the riches. Okay, then it says the Malachim come back, and they say, Esav's coming with 400 men. So the Chizkuni here says something very unusual. He says that they came back saying that Esav's so happy to see you. He's coming with great simcha, and he's bringing 400 people to give you kavod. Of course, this doesn't fit well at all with the next pasuk. Vayira Yaakov mode. Yaakov's very afraid. So it's hard to know exactly how that pshat could fit. So it sounds like he's saying that they weren't sure. Yaakov wasn't sure. He was afraid misafik. He wasn't sure if Esav was coming to for good reasons or bad. And the Chizkuni asked, and if you'll say, why was Yaakov afraid? Didn't he just meet these malachim at the end of last week's parasha who were supposed to protect him? What was he worried about? So he says the malachim that he met are Michael and Samael, which is Sarosh Alesov. And Michael is Yaakov Sar. The other one is Esav Sar. So he didn't know, if this was going to turn out well for him or not. And of course, he was also afraid that Shemagar Machait, maybe he did Chataim, like he wasn't with his father all those years. So he was afraid maybe the chait would cause him to have trouble. Okay, then Yaakov says to Hashem, a few psukim later, Katonti mikala chasadim mikala emes, became small, it sounds like, from all the chasadim and emes, so the chizkuni means I'm not deserving. That's what it means, not katonti, as in like I became small, but it sounds like he understood, I am too small for all this chasad and emes. I didn't deserve this. All the kindness that Hashem did for me. And he says the Lashon Chesed and Emes together is also just saying thank you, which he writes is Merci Belaz. It's a way of thanking Hashem for all that he got. And he damas to Hashem, Atzileni nam yad achim yad esav, pen yavo v'yikani emal banim. So what exactly does last words mean, emal banim? So he explains, he explains that Yaakov wasn't really afraid he was going to get killed because Hashem had promised him that he'd be okay. And that's why he says, Eim al banim. He was afraid that Esav was going to kill his, the Eim al banim, meaning the mothers, the children, but not him. He wasn't afraid that he was going to be hurt because Hashem had promised him he wouldn't be hurt. But he was afraid that his family might be hurt. Okay, then he has the fight with the Sarosh al Esav, and then it says, Vayaavek ishimo adalos ha-shachar. He fought with the Malach. The Chizkuni just says something that is interesting to me. What is Alos HaShachar? Well, we all know it means like dawn. But what do the words mean? I never thought about this. This is, the Chizkuni says this. I guess it's Pashut if you thought about it. Until the darkness lifts. I just never thought about it, but yes, that is dawn. When the darkness lifts, the Shachar from Shachros. Shachor is black. So the dawn comes when the darkness lifts. That's Alos HaShachar, when the darkness lifts. I'm just mentioning that because he mentions it. And I just thought that was interesting because I never thought about that. Okay, next. This is also interesting that Yaakov gets hurt in the leg, in the whatever, Kaf Yerech Yaakov, wherever exactly that is, the hip, the leg. In the Yerech, the upper part of the leg. So we don't need to get Hanasha, which is located there. Why is that? So first of all, why it happened to Yaakov, the Chizkuni explained, because he was afraid of Esav. And since Hashem had promised him, even though we said before it's a thing called being afraid that you sinned, but that's what the Chizkuni says, since he was afraid of Esav, he shouldn't have been afraid of Esav, because Hashem had promised him he'd be okay, therefore he got hurt in the leg. And he says the same thing with Moshe. Moshe got hurt on the way you know, down Baderech Bamalon, when that Malach was going to swallow him up. So he got hurt because he was afraid of Paro, and he shouldn't have been afraid of Paro. Okay. And I might add, this is just interesting, even though it's not our parsha, but Cheskuni says it here. How do you know he was afraid of Paro? Because the pasuk says Shlachna biyatishlach. The Moshe was trying to get out of it. So the Cheskuni says that means he was afraid of Paro. Okay, that's, you know, not what we're used to, but that's the Cheskuni says here. Now, why is it that we can't eat the Gen Hanasha forevermore because of this story? So he says because Bnei Yisrael did something wrong. Because it was Vayivasa Yaakov Levado. It happened because Yaakov was by himself. Why didn't his sons accompany him? They didn't do Leviya. They didn't walk with their father. So that's why we can't eat Gen Hanasha, because we have to remember that it's because Yaakov got left alone that this happened to him. So therefore we can't eat the Gen Hanasha, so that we should be Zariz in the Mitzvahs Leviya. It'll not let people go out by themselves. It's very interesting. And then he brings another pshat, which is kind of the other way of looking at it, which is, it's a remembrance for us that our grandfather, in our forefather, fought with a malach. It's a way of, it's a zichron teferis, that our grandfather, great-grandfather, fought with a malach and won. So that's maybe why we don't need to get on Asha. It's interesting. It says, Al-Kain lo yochlu, B'nei Yisrael is get on Asha. It says that B'nei Yisrael should not eat the get on Asha. Not the B'nei Yaakov. You know, why is he called Bnei Yisrael right now? Bnei Yisrael says, he's quoting a Medrash, Bnei Yisrael is what Klal Yisrael were called at Har Sinai. Why are they called here Bnei Yisrael? So it's an interesting thing, because the reason why the Klal Yisrael is not allowed to eat Gen Hanasha because of what we heard at Har Sinai when we were Bnei Yisrael. You know, that's the famous Rambam that says, Nitna Torah Nitzchad Shalacha from the Gemara, that once the Torah, anything it says, any mitzvah we got before Matan Torah, was not why we're doing it. We keep mitzvahs because of what we got post Matan Torah. This is kind of similar to that. That it's calling us Bnei Yisrael means we had the mitzvah when we became Bnei Yisrael, and it's mentioning it now to tell you that this is the reason why Bnei Yisrael, meaning the people post Har Sinai, got this mitzvah. The reason we got this mitzvah is because of this story with Yaakov. But it's the Bnei Yisrael who got the mitzvah, not Bnei Yaakov. Whether Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov kept it too. But we're mitzvah in it from being Bnei Yisrael. Okay, one other quick thing, just about the Malach says to Yaakov, Lamazet Tishalish Me, why do you want to know my name? So the Chizkuni explains that angels don't want to say their name, because if people know their names, then they could be mashpia them, like we know from all these midrashim, that people would make be mashpia the angels, and that would force them to do things, so they didn't want to say their name. Okay. Esav wants to go with Yaakov. And Yaakov responds, don't do me any favors. No, you can't come with me, Esav, because my kids are young and they're all going to die. That's what it sounds like. But the Chizkuni says, Yiladim actually refers to sheep. The word Yiladim can mean sheep. As he says, a pasuk in Yoel, V'yaldein yiraktun. He says it could be referred to, children can mean sheep. So it means the sheep are, like the kvasim are rakim, and the tzon is other types of animals, and the bakar, they'll also die. But he says it can't mean the actual kids, because the kids were riding on donkeys, nothing would have happened to them. Okay, then we have the story of Shechem. So after what happens to Dinah, so the brothers come, and they come to Shechem, it says Bemirma, with trickery. So what was the trickery? So the Chizkuni explains that they were telling them to get a bris milah, and they assumed that Shechem's city at least would certainly say no, and therefore they would come and take their vengeance. That would be the excuse. But they said yes. So, but that was the mirma. And the way they explained it is, if you don't get a bris milah, so then it's ki cherpa hilana. Why is it going to be a cherpa? Because the you know, you're going to call us Bali Mumin if we all live together, us Bnei Yisrael and you people of Shechem. So it's going to be embarrassment to us, because you're going to say, oh, you guys have a bris milah, you're Bali Mumin. So that's why they should all get a bris milah. Okay. Then listen to this. It's fascinating. In Pasuk Chaf Dalid, it says, Vayishmu al chamor vel Shechem beno kol yotzei shariro. So Shechem tells them, that they all have to get a bris milah. And it says the people of Shechem, they listen to Hamor and to Shechem. Kol Yotzei Sha'ar Iro. So the Cheskuni notices the Yotzei Sha'ar Imo. He says by Sarah, which was in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Yud, it says the Chol Ba'ei Sha'ar Iro. And that was where Avram was trying to buy Marasa Machpelah. There it says Chol Ba'ei Sha'ar Iro, and here it says Chol Yotzei Sha'ar Iro. What's the difference? So the Cheskuni says here it says Yotzei Sha'ar Iro because everyone was trying to get out of there. Shechem just said they all have to get a bris milah. So everybody wanted to leave, and they weren't letting them leave unless they got a bris milah. So everybody was trying to get out. That's why they were called Yotzei Sha'ar Iro, because no one wanted to stay. As opposed to by Sarah, when he was trying to buy Marasa Machpelah, and everybody wanted to be Gomel Chesed to Sarah. So therefore it said, Chol Ba'ei Sha'ar Iro, everybody was coming. Okay. It says that Rachel gave birth to Binyamin. And as she was, she died, and he was named Binyamin. So the Chizkuni just explains that Binyamin means Ben Yamin, which is Ben Zakunim, meaning someone born to me when he's very old. So the Rashi we have that has in parentheses. Anyway, the Chizkuni has it regular. That's his job. Now, Yaakov does not bury Rachel in Marasa Machpelah. So this is a very hard to understand Chizkuni here. He says that since she died in childbirth, he didn't want to bury her, he didn't want to carry her all the way back to Marasa Machpelah because she was, you know, I guess physically a mess after she died, you know, it was a bloody thing, probably. So it was not, I assume he means it wasn't a covered hames to do that, to bring her all the way back there. So he wanted to bury her right here for the covered of hames. I assume that's what he means. Another explanation he gives is that the reason he didn't bury her there is because Esav was still fighting about it. Esav was being ma'arer still on Marasa Machpelah. Eventually, Esav got lost, and then he was able to bury other people there. Later we have that Yitzchak dies, and it says he is buried by Esav and Yaakov. Esav's name is interestingly put first. So the Chizkuni says, because Esav was the actual Bechor, and Yaakov gave him kavod to go first. But by burying Avram, Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yitzchak went first. He says because Yishmael was the Ben HaShivcha, even though he was older, he was the Ben HaShivcha. So Yitzchak went first here. Yaakov was the Bechor. Esav was the Bechor, even though Yaakov bought the Bechorah. But Esav was the Bechor, so he let him go first. Okay. Then we have the discussion Timnah, the famous Timnah. Timnah was Pilagish, so Chizkuni just says there must have been two Timnas, because in Divrei HaYamim it says Timnah was a man. So there must have been two Timnas in the family. So the Timnah here was the sister of Lotan, and the Timnah in Divrei HaYamim was a child of Eliphaz. Okay. Then just Agav again, briefly, it happens to discuss in Pasuk Chaf Daled, the Yamim, which are, I believe, mules. And they don't have kids, of course. So he says any crossbreeding they don't have children after that because, so you would think because, whatever, it's non-natural. So he says something like that, that Hashem doesn't like it, but also says they weren't part of the bracha of Puravu. When they got off the table, those things didn't get off the table, so they weren't part of the bracha of Puravu. That's why they can't have children. One last interesting thing. At the end of the parsha, it has all the kings of Esav. And these were kings, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Lefnei Meloch Melech Libnei Yisrael. Before there was a king in the Bnei Yisrael, is when Edom had all his kings. So the Chizkuni says, this must be talking about Moshe. Because it can't be Shaul, because there were tons of kings. There were 40 kings before David came around. So it sounds like you're saying there was, I guess, 48. There were eight, and then there were 40 more. Those eight plus 40 more till David came and knocked them out. But so it's not just eight, so that can't be. So he says, the Melech means Moshe. Until Moshe came, there were eight. And Moshe was the Melech. Now, was Moshe a Melech? Okay, yes, you could say, yeah. How? How is Moshe a Melech? So listen to this. He says, Melech means a leader, as it says, Vayhi Bishurun Melech, and he was called Melech al Shem Shehoshia Es Yisrael. That's what the Chizkuna says, because he saved the Klal Yisrael. And the bottom here brings from the Sefer Yael Or, that's the etymology, I guess you could say, of the word Melech, is la molich, is to lead. That's where the word king comes from. Melech is to molich, it leads the generation, it leads the kingdom. So in that sense, Moshe was certainly the Melech. I know other places we call him a Melech, but anyway, in this sense, he was a Melech in that he was Moshiach Es Yisrael, or he led Klal Yisrael in that way. He was a Melech. Okay.